This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The recent arrest of a top Huawei executive in Canada has put a spotlight on the Chinese telecommunications giant. Huawei also is a target of U.S. security agencies. It has denied its products pose any security risk, though. Canada's arrested the CFO, Meng Wanzhou, who faces possible extradition to the United States after a bail hearing. University of Toronto scholar Nelson Wiseman on the general view some nations have of the company.
The bigger debate going on in Canada is whether Canada should join three of the so-called Five Eyes, which are Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, in avoiding using the Chinese tech company in terms of building out this new technology. The Americans have been the most suspicious, and in fact, a letter received from two American senators has gained a fair bit of traction in Canada.
News reports say that Meng Wanzhou is suspected of trying to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. A U.S. State Department spokesperson is now the leading candidate to be the next American ambassador to the United Nations. AP's Tim McGuire.
Two Trump administration sources say the president is expected to nominate State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. A Republican congressional aide says Trump is expected to announce his decision by tweet Friday morning. Trump has previously said she is under serious consideration to replace Nikki Haley, who announced in October she would step down at the end of this year. Nauert was a reporter for Fox News Channel before she became State Department spokeswoman under former Secretary Rex Tillerson. Since his firing in March, she has catapulted into the upper echelons of the agency, for a time the highest-ranking woman, fourth-highest-ranking official in the building. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The search and rescue ship Aquarius, which has helped about 30,000 migrants avoid death in the Mediterranean, is now suspending its operation. The humanitarian group and others say European governments are forcing them to end the rescue runs. The Aquarius has been docked in France since early October after Panama revoked its registration at the behest of the right-wing anti-immigration Italian government. The ship has been rescuing migrants trying to make the dangerous crossing from Libya to Europe in inadequate rafts and dinghies. Yemen's warring sides agreed to free thousands of prisoners in what a UN mediator called a hopeful start to the first peace talks in years to end a war that has pushed millions of people on the verge of starvation. Reuters' Emily Wither.
Just getting the two sides to the table was a milestone, but they also agreed to free thousands of prisoners in what the UN mediator described as a hopeful start.
This is a huge tribute to those here present and of enormous importance to the many, many thousands of families who seek the return to them of those currently lost to them.
Yemen's war has pushed millions of people to the brink of starvation and killed tens of thousands.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says more than 65,000 police will be deployed to prevent another outbreak of violence during upcoming protests against taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's leadership. Last Saturday, the worst rioting in Paris in decades broke out, with rioters burning cars and looting stores. The protest erupted in November after the fuel tax increase, which was part of Macron's plan to combat global warming. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey is now scheduled to be questioned today behind closed doors by House Republicans, who alleged there was bias in some key investigations. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some GOP lawmakers are accusing the Justice Department of being biased against Donald Trump when it launched an investigation into his campaign ties with Russia, while clearing Democrat Hillary Clinton of her handling of sensitive emails. James Comey was in charge of both investigations. He was fired by President Trump. Comey fought against a subpoena to appear today, predicting committee leaders might leak out selective details. But they've struck a deal that allows him to speak publicly after he's questioned in private. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.